One of this country's largest for-profit college chains is in the process of selling or shutting down scores of campuses and online programs.
Corinthian Colleges has faced financial trouble since federal education officials looked at the company's records. They saw enrollment and career placement data they didn't like, and they froze access to federal student aid dollars.
We've been asking how some of Corinthian's more than 70,000 students are affected. In a moment, we have a report from member station WGBH in Boston.
We start with reporter John O'Connor at WLRN in Miami.
Corinthian has a dozen schools in Florida. One is Everest University in Pompano Beach, just blocks from the Atlantic Ocean. The sun is shining, wind rustles the palms. And Joshua Janos has just signed up for a course in business administration.
I'm looking for a career, yes. I'm looking for a career, and I'm looking for a ways, experience in the field, so I have knowledge when I start in my own business, you know, someday.
Janos is 25 and heard an ad for Everest while applying for a job at Costco. What he hasn't heard is that Everest parent company, Corinthian, is selling this Pompano Beach campus and 84 other schools across the U.S.
To me, it seems like a solid place to go to. I'm trusting them and helping me out.
It looks like business as usual here at the 8-story office building, where a sign in the window still reads, Everest University, changing students' lives.
Students are in class, faculty and staff are at work.
Kent Jenkins is spokesman for Corinthian Colleges. Jenkins says both Corinthian and the U.S. Department of Education want no disruption for students during the sale.
We want to do everything we can to make sure that all our students are able to complete their studies and to do that with a minimum of disruption.
That includes continuing to recruit new students like Janos. Jenkins says maintaining enrollment will help attract a buyer. Corinthian is selling its campuses as part of a deal with the U.S. Department of Education. The agency accused the company of fraud and restricted federal financial aid to Corinthian. The company soon ran out of cash. The government has been accused of attacking the entire for-profit college industry. Undersecretary of Education Ted Mitchell says that isn't the case.
We will continue to work with individual colleges like Corinthian when the circumstances require, but I have no sense that this is the beginning of a trend.
Corinthian plans to sell its campuses within 6 months. Spokesman Kent Jenkins says the firm may still return to education.
Will there be a company at the end of this process? I think that that's depending on the transactions and how they're structured, is certainly a possibility.
Meanwhile, Florida's attorney general is investigating claims that Corinthian misled students or sold them worthless degrees. Several other states, including Kentucky, Idaho, and Massachusetts, are also investigating the company. For NPR News in Miami, I'm John O'Connor.
And I'm Kirk Carapezza in Massachusetts, where Corinthian has two campuses. One is in Boston's Brighton neighborhood, where Corinthian runs the Everest Institute. Jakia Arnold just stepped off the train on her way to class. The 30-year-old is halfway through her dental assistant program, and she says when she first heard Everest Institute was for sale, she was nervous.
I'm really not a school person, so once I got adjusted to the school, I didn't want change. I heard some people were going to be transferred to the Chelsea campus, and I just wanted to stick it out with my instructor, so that was my main focus, is to stay with who I've been with throughout the year.
Under the deal between Corinthian and the Department of Education, Arnold should be able to finish her 9-month program. Unlike the company's campuses in Florida, which will be sold, the schools here in Boston will close after students finish their degrees.
Once they told me that they're still going to stick it through until everybody's done with their sessions, I was happy.
Another student here is 20-year-old Dolores Crawford. She's pregnant and working toward a medical assistant degree while working nights at Toys R Us. She says the school told her she'll have to go to a different campus for job placement help.
And that's not convenient for especially me and other people that don't have a car, that have kids. Like, it's not convenient.
Crawford's paying $21,000 for her degree here. $13,000 of that is in loans. Gay Finley is 49 years old, unemployed, and homeless, and took out $12,000 in loans to pay for her dental assistant degree.
If I'd have known that, I would have never invested my money in it. You know, I could have went someplace else.
Like most students here, she learned about Everest through TV ads, like this one.
Make this your year. Pick up the phone and get on the road to a better future. Don't
but
wait.
Finley says she now. Doubts whether her degree will prepare her for a job.
We have no digital equipment. The mannequins that we're supposed to be working on, none of them work. None of the machines work. We don't have half the equipment we're supposed to have. They don't even teach you the basics of what you're supposed to know here.
And without a job, she's not sure how she'll pay back her federal student loans. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapezza in Boston.